95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Is that right? Is that what's happening?
I believe so.
I wasn't sure. I thought it was just another rectal exam or something.
I mean, it could be both. No reason why not.
Might seem like it by the end.
Let's talk about today's show.
You got a deal.
Give me five songs in a row with the theme at 5 o'clock.
Parentheses. And by the way, starting Monday. So this is the last regular Give Me Five. Starting Monday, we're going to do a little something different that will net you an exciting prize. So
they say.
Yes. Theoretically, you'll get it within the next 20 years. So starting Monday, be ready for something new. But today it's parentheses.
Right in the title.
Yep.
I don't know if you've heard, but RFK
got a worm.
Has a worm in his head.
Yeah, and it died. People are saying of malnutrition.
It ate his brain and died.
And he was the one that announced it. I mean, you know, I have a lot of things like that. All sorts of parasites and all sorts of weird things. Yeah, I don't usually announce them.
Right.
But I usually keep them, you know, under wraps.
Well, he didn't really announce it as much as he did it in a deposition for a divorce.
Hey, everybody. I have a worm in my head.
He literally had a worm that was eating his brain.
A vote for RFK is a vote for the worm.
Worm 2024.
Yeah. We got to talk about that later today, then?
Yes.
Is that something important? Cool.
You lost your wallet?
No, I didn't.
And somebody was nice enough to give it to you?
No, they weren't.
To return it?
Hmm.
I had that happen.
Did you?
Yep.
I left it on a plane one time. Stewardess came running after. Flight attendant came running after. Hey, stupid, you left your wallet in there. You need it?
Do you need it?
I guess. Yeah,
yeah,
thank you.
I do, actually.
I took the $3 you had in it out.
It's fair.
Yeah, totally.
It's a finder's fee. That's fair.
Yeah, so people lost their wallet or their purse or their money or their clutch.
Their wallet. Somebody tried to get them their credit card back, but in a really dumb way.
Oh, really?
But we're going to talk about people who actually return
at 4 o'clock.
The wallet.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And the KLOS name game.
$2,600. That damn tree is eluding everybody.
That's going to happen between now and 4 on 95.5 KLOS. Sam Altman, you know that name?
I do not.
This guy that came up with ChatGPT.
Oh.
He's kind of one of the AI leaders.
He must be exceedingly rich now.
He says he's worried about misinformation ahead of the presidential election.
Whoa!
Really?
It's a little late for that, buddy. You let the genie out of the bottle.
I would say that you should be worried.
Yeah, about that. No kidding.
So we do have an expert on staff.
Oh, is it Trixie?
It's Trixie.
Yay,
yes.
Trixie. Hey, Trixie.
What's up, guys?
How are you doing?
We are good. Thank you.
You make your living keeping corporations safe from the intraweb. Is that right?
I sure do. Been on calls all day today keeping them safe.
And then you also had some sort of OnlyFans hack where you can see any account for free. But we're going to talk about that off the air, right?
Yeah, I already sent Kevin the link.
Oh, good. Perfect. Perfect.
I burned it out, so it doesn't work anymore. Can you do that? Hey, let's talk about misinformation, especially in an election.
I love her. She's amazing.
How are we going to defend against this?
Yeah, so like you said, Sam came out, the creator of ChatGPT, started saying that he was worried about, you know, with the election coming up, he's heavily concerned about deep fakes more so than misinformation. So if you remember, we talked about this in the past, deep fakes are combined words of deep learning, which is AI, plus fake, which is when they digitally manipulate a real person, either through images, video, voice, whatnot. There was that recent news article about someone that sounded just like Joe Biden, which they pretty much took his voice, mimicked it, turned it into AI, and had people getting calls from him saying, don't come out to vote, just vote in November, right?
So right. On election day in Massachusetts, or New Hampshire.
Yep. New Hampshire, I believe.
Yeah.
Yep. And then there's pictures of Trumps with minority voters that was spread all over social media, but those were fake as well.
Right.
Even in schools nowadays, you see kids doing this manipulation with digital pictures and whatnot, and it's causing a big mess in schools right now.
Oh my God, my principal would have been in the most compromising positions if AI had existed when I was a kid. Oh my God. Wow.
Mine was because of Photoshop.
So he's really concerned with people, even here within the U.S., not necessarily Russia or China. He's concerned more about the people, like the radicals that are here in the U.S. They're spreading all this deep fake data.
On both sides.
Social medias. Right. Yeah, on both sides, through social media, as well as apps like Telegram and WhatsApp. So it's a big concern. It's really hard to detect. There are some things you can do to detect this, and I think that's something that Sam's team is working on. He didn't go into details about what they're doing, but I'm guessing they're doing something with the metadata behind a file that will be able to identify which is AI and what's not. But Meta has already came out and said that they're going to start identifying anything that's posted to their apps minus WhatsApp, saying that this is an AI picture or video or voice.
Oh, they're going to
they're going to be marking it.
Show it right up front.
They're going to stamp it. Hey, this is fake AI, whatever.
Yep.
Cool. That's good.
But Twitter, unfortunately, or X, they fired their integrity.
Well, imagine that. That's unusual for them. Elon, huh? I'm shocked. That's unusual.
But people like us, you and I, as well as your listeners, they may have trouble, you know, figuring out, is this real? Is this not real? I mean, there's people that are just straight out dumb. Your listeners, of course. But I mean, you guys have a segment every day. It's called People Are Dumb. And it's because they're going to believe what they want to, and there's no helping them.
I mean, I think the dangerous ones are the ones that are really subtle, you know, that just sort of insinuate that maybe so-and-so was up to this or that. And you're like, well, that looks pretty real. I mean, and it's not insane. It's not over the edge,
it's not,
but it's just
top.
Enough to put a little doubt in your mind. Those are the ones I think that are the most dangerous, really.
Exactly. And there was like that whole Pizzagate years ago. That wasn't even AI.
Oh, my God. That was so weird.
That spread like wildfire.
Yes. Right?
And everybody was believing it. But when you look at these pictures, you're like, oh, my God, this is real. This looks real. But what you have to do is, one, look at the hands. The hands tell
right.
everything.
Look at the hands AI in the picture. Gotcha.
Yes. Hands and legs, yeah, it seems like sometimes.
There's always fingers. Missing. There's like 10 fingers on one hand. If there was 9 toes on a foot, then if like that teacher did the other day, she could sell them for a lot of money. But look at the eyes. The eyes aren't always correct. The text especially is blurred out on all the pictures that are created by AI. So those are things to look out for. Voice and video, they're a little more difficult. But what I tend to do or tell people to do is look on that website, Snoops or Snopes, where they kind of like go through pictures or video that people submit and they say, is this fake? Is this real? And they usually are pretty accurate with that. As well as just do like a quick Google search to see if reliable news sites, I mean, you could say whoever you want to for reliable news sites, but if they're posting something similar and saying like, yeah, this person did this or that, then it may be more reliable than just going off of something you see on social media.
Yeah, so if you see a shocking headline like somebody's got a worm in their head or someone's shooting puppies, I mean, you know, just go in and find out that it's true.
Right.
But just, you know, maybe double check before you freak out.
This is the most active that we've had to be when trying.
Yeah.
Like, right? We've never had to go to Google and do a search and check it out and look at the hands and that kind of stuff.
Not to this level, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, exactly, because AI really got publicly used starting about 2 years ago, which was after the last election. But ever since then, it's just been blowing up like crazy. And now you're seeing all this stuff that's being created with the deep fakes. And I mean, it's kind of a scary time. And they could manipulate any one of our pictures or voice and anything like that and cause a lot of trouble.
Yeah, there's a couple of listeners that do some mighty weird things with pictures of Kevin and I tell you.
It's not cool.
Pretty shocking.
I wouldn't trust him.
Thank you, Trixie.
Yeah, Trixie, thank you so much.
Yep, anytime, guys. I'll see you later.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
A North Carolina woman said she's managing a financial headache after she left her credit card at a restaurant.
Oh, yeah, that's terrible.
So she leaves a credit card at a restaurant. She drives away. She remembers, turns around, and goes back. In that amount of time, the restaurant put her credit card, took pictures of it front and back.
Wow.
And posted it on their Facebook.
What?
So that they could help her get her wallet back. I mean, her credit card.
Yeah. That is so incredibly dumb.
So they posted it online.
Oh, man. Wow. Who is that guy who thought he was being helpful? I have an idea. We can put that dang Facebook to use and help out this nice lady. Oh, that's so awful.
Now, on one hand, it is awful because that's incredibly stupid.
So dumb.
On the other hand, I really do believe most people fall on the side of, if I find a wallet, I'll give it back.
No, totally. Very, very.
Yes, most people.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I've lost my wallet 2 different times, and somebody returned it both times.
Like, how long was it gone?
One was a week.
Wow, that's a long time.
A week-ish.
Yeah.
That one I had put on the top of my car for some reason when I was opening
like a
grocery store or something like that.
Yeah.
And drove off with it.
Right.
It fell on the ground. Somebody found it.
Right.
Brought it into the store. The store called me.
Post a bunch of pictures of your credit cards and your...
No, they weren't that dumb.
Right.
But have you ever...
I left it on a plane once. I'm really crazy about it. So, but I noticed it just as I'm always feeling for it, like constantly, 24/7.
Where's my wallet?
Where's my wallet? And the flight attendant came running out. Hey, excuse me, Dumbbell. You dropped this.
Did she call you Dumbbell?
No, she's super nice about it. Yeah, but I mean, she didn't have to run out of plane. I mean, I was in the terminal by then, and you know, so I was a ways down. So that was cool of her. But so did they? How many charges did she get on this card?
The credit card turned down a bunch of them, but also accepted a bunch of them. I think she has about $2,000, and she's very much on a fixed income,
right?
And doesn't have $2,000 to.
So someone's perusing the Facebook page, goes to this particular restaurant, sees that, and is like, "Oh, I'll buy myself a blow up doll." Well,
thank you, I'll have that.
Yeah.
So
thank you, random lady.
That's not great, but I would like to point at the restaurant as trying to do the right thing.
Yes, yes.
So you lost your credit card or your wallet. Let's say your wallet. And somebody returned it.
They actually returned it. Did they ask for a reward? Did you give whoever showed up with your wallet a reward?
To be honest, I don't remember.
Yeah,
let's say yes, because it makes me feel better about myself.
Sure. So, I guess I would pull out some cash, and I didn't do that with the flight attendant because I suck. But I mean, it had been, you know, 3 minutes at that point.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
And you're shocked, and it takes a minute.
I was like, damn it.
Yeah. It takes a minute.
Yeah.
So somebody returned your wallet. 818-955-KLOS.
Tell us about it.
I was talking about leaving my wallet on the top of my car.
I've left drinks up there, and they come splashing down. Mm-hmm. But I've never left my wallet atop my mode of transportation.
It doesn't tend to make it to the destination.
Especially when you get on the freeway.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
But so you lost your wallet and somebody returned it to you. You have a story like that?
How did you lose it?
Same way you lost your wallet, put it on top of the car, drove off. I was in the military, in the Air Force. I was stationed in Idaho, just getting ready to go overseas. I was transferred to England. And everything was in there. My military ID, the couple credit cards I did have, you know, pictures, money.
Right.
Stamps. I figured it was gone. I was in England, and in the mail in England, I got my wallet.
Wow, who sent it? That's awesome.
They sent it to where I had lived in Idaho, and it got returned with a forwarding address, and they sent it to me in England, and I don't know who it was. I don't remember who it was, but they put a note in there. We tried to find you in Idaho, but we couldn't.
You know.
This is the address we got. Please let us know that you got your wallet. And I was like, oh, my God, thank you so much. You know, there was no...
Yeah, that's very nice. Yeah, you certainly don't expect to get it overseas.
No, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And they just asked me to make a donation to the Mormon Church.
Wow. All right.
Right on. Well, that's very cool. Thank you very much for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Thank you. You lost your wallet?
Oh, God. Okay. So grandma's in the car. The baby's in the car. Every bit of money I've got is in this wallet. I go to put gas in the car. I put my wallet up on the top, just like what you did at the grocery store. Get in the car, drive off, and I'm like... I realize it right away, but I go back and I can't find it.
Right.
A couple of days later, I go out and get the mail, and I get a notification from the post office that they have my wallet.
Oh.
I'm like, what? Yeah. So this person dropped it in the mailbox, and apparently it's part of the service that the post office has always provided.
That I did not know
Neither
that.
Neither did I.
I didn't either, but I went down there, and, you know, of course, showing him ID was rather tricky.
Right.
Of course, yeah. But that's pretty cool. I didn't know that was an option.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Wow, well, there you go. Awesome. Yeah. Thank you very much for calling. So they're still doing a good thing. The USPS. 818-955-KLOS.
You lost your wallet and somebody returned it. We're talking about you lost your wallet and somebody brought it back to you.
This doesn't happen usually, you know? It just vanishes, that's it, you're done.
Pretty much.
Sometimes.
You have a story like that?
I was working in a mailroom. And I found this envelope while sorting through, and I noticed that the address was not that far away from me. So I took that envelope and I drove it to the person's house, knocked on the door and told them I found this in our mailroom. Here you go. Turns out it was like some check for money that they needed. So that was pretty cool.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, you made someone's day, that's for damn sure.
Right?
Yeah. They must have been a little surprised when you came to the door, like, you know, what do you want? Here's a big chunk of change I just found. It's yours. Have it.
Right. <That's funny.
laughs> Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, you guys were talking about losing your wallet on the freeway.
Yes.
I was on the 405, and it was early morning traffic, and I saw a road rage incident going on in front of me, and it was actually one guy trying to get the attention of the other guy because his wallet and some other stuff was on the roof of his car.
Wow.
So he was like trying to, he rolled down the window, was trying to reach with his hand on the roof of the car, but he couldn't do it. So he pulled over, and when I was driving by real slow, I was like, oh man, that's his wallet. He's very lucky.
Wow, no kidding. And for someone to point it out. I mean, I think most people just point and laugh.
That's
point
pretty
it
cool.
Out. Yeah, that's very good of him.
I like it. Thank you.
It's amazing it stayed on there. Thanks for calling. Hello, KLOS.
Yes, hi. Hey. No, sorry. I was listening to your thing about the lost wallet. I went swimming in Castaic Lake. I was about 5 years old. So I jumped into the lake. I had my wallet in the back pocket of my swimming trunks. Sure enough, that thing floated out, and I don't know. It might still be there today. I had $200, my social security card, my ID, and all my credit cards.
Yeah, I did lose cash and my ATM card in the ocean one time, and it never has shown up again. So
stupid ocean.
Yeah.
Stupid Castaic Lake.
Maybe someday it'll turn up.
Greedy Castaic Lake.
It's probably some mermaid that's spending it all. Thanks for calling. Or a merman. That's even worse.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We are great. Thank you. We're talking about you lost your wallet.
Yeah, up there in DeVore, the Blockbuster Pavilion. You know, and it was during Aerosmith. So I lost my wallet. But I got it back in the mail with a note in it saying, good concert, huh? My ID was there. All my credit cards, but the cash was gone.
You got that back. Yeah.
I mean, at that point, you go, well,
yeah,
I got everything else.
Yeah. Give him five, Kevin.
I
don't
know.
I don't have five.
We will. We'll give him five.
I'll just pay you back later.
Sure.
Should be 2.5 we each give him?
Songs with parentheses in the title.
So, I always thought that was kind of weird. You know, a lot of times I think, like, bands will say, they're not going to know what this song is, even though we want to name it whatever, because, like, the chorus usually goes in parentheses.
Right.
So you know for sure, oh, that's that one song. I always wonder why they put parentheses in time titles. But that's what we're looking for. 818-955-KLOS. Looking for apostrophes in the titles and give me five today. Voodoo Child parentheses slight return. I think most people forget that there's a parentheses slight return in that title.
Agreed. That was for Mark in Los Angeles. Well done. KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Hi there.
Hi, did you say apostrophe?
Yeah, no. That was yesterday. Today it's parentheses.
Parentheses.
Oh, shoot.
Hey, language. My goodness.
I'm sorry, I heard...
Oh, no worries.
No, that's all right. Can you think of one with a parenthesis in it?
Let's see. Don't you forget about me.
Simple Minds.
Yes, Simple Minds, absolutely. The red-haired guy. Love him.
Hello, one more. Can I request a song?
Yes.
How about Separate Ways, My Journey?
Separate Ways, parentheses, Worlds Apart.
Who's this?
This is Kevin.
Kevin? What kind of name is that?
Stupid name.
That's terrible, ain't it?
Norwegian wood.
Vistin?
Yeah. Remarkable bird, the Norwegian blue. Beautiful plumage, isn't it?
The plumage don't enter into it. It's stone dead.
Norwegian blue. This bird has flown. That has parentheses in it. That's what we've been looking for this entire Gimme Five today.
Songs with parentheses in the title. Do you remember things that used to knock out politicians? Used to be
Carolina, yep. Oklahoma and Arizona,
Howard
and
Dean.
Dakota and New Mexico.
Oh yeah, so he was very excited. He was just on and on. This is about 2004 or so.
Yeah.
And at the very end of his little rant, he made a strange noise.
Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
And that noise,
that was it.
Kind of ended it for him.
Just that sound, just that scream.
What?
Big deal.
Remember Dan Quayle and the spelling of potato?
Potato, that's
Some
right.
Some of that stuff just became such big stuff.
There was Obama wearing some sort of tan suit, and it was just
sure.
The biggest news ever. And, oh, I can never respect him now.
This comes out of New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
RFK Jr. says a worm got into my brain and ate a portion of it.
Ate some of his brain, and
yes.
Then what happened to the worm?
It died.
Starvation.
It's still there. He still has a dead worm in his brain.
But marching on, still gonna be running. That's
this is fine. In 2010, he experienced severe memory loss and mental fog. By the way, same.
Where's the yeah?
Does that mean that I have a worm in my
probably.
Head?
Probably. Oh, you know, we should X-ray your head and see.
He apparently was worried about Senator Ted Kennedy, who died of brain cancer.
Right.
So he went to the doctors, and he was sort of checking up to make sure. And it was during his divorce. Mm-hmm. So who knows?
Right.
What's true and what's not true. But he was saying he was very hampered by, he was unable to make money.
Right.
Because of it.
Right.
That's what he was saying.
Oh, when a worm is eating your brain.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That's crazy. Now he says it's not affecting him anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What's that? Let's play it.
Okay.
Here's the headline. RFK Jr. says doctors found a dead worm in his brain. The New York Times' Suzanne Craig reports that in a 2012 divorce deposition, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. argued that he had cognitive problems that diminished his earning potential.
Same!
As proof, Kennedy described a time in 2010 when doctors found a worm that got into his brain and ate a portion of it and then died.
When I first saw that story, I'm like, no, this is a joke. Clearly, this is something from The Onion.
Right.
Because you just can't believe anything.
Because that doesn't happen.
No.
Turns out it does.
Rarely, yeah.
It turns out it does.
Wow.
Is he still running for president?
Yes. Yeah, it doesn't matter anymore. Sure. Yeah, whatever, yeah.
Yeah. Listen, it's dead. What's it going to do? More damage?
But if you go like, you're done. Back in the day.
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Police body cam captures man chugging gasoline during bizarre home invasion.
Okay, all right. That's different. That's new.
It was a guy broke into a house on Friday during the daytime. Seattle Police Department got to the 8400 block of Fifth Avenue after a man said his 17-year-old daughter was in the house and told him that somebody with a wooden stick was trying to break in.
Okay.
And this guy did break in. He broke into the home. He was identified as Christopher Michael Abbott. Shortly after climbing through a window into the home, he rummaged through the kitchen and had some pizza and chips.
Ah, nice. Well, that's nice. You know, you'll make yourself at home, buddy.
Apparently talking to himself.
Imagine that.
The daughter hid inside a closet and called 911.
Oh, this poor girl. She's 17?
Yep.
That's what she needs.
She was too scared to answer the door when the police came.
Sure, of course.
So they broke the door down.
Yeah, yeah.
And they went in and they started searching for the man inside and they couldn't find him.
Yeah.
And they were just doing like a quick search of the whole place and they opened the door into the garage.
Yeah.
And they didn't see anything. And then they started to close it and they were like, whoa, wait a minute. There's somebody in that car. And it was the dude that was sitting in the car. And he had a gasoline can, and a hammer.
And a hammer. Okay. That's fun.
Like you do?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I always carry my gasoline can around with my hammer. You don't want to have the one without the other.
Right. You don't want to get stuck.
Yeah, exactly.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
You have to admit that you don't have the other one. So they try to get him out of the car.
Sir, what are you doing? Out of the car, please.
Two police officers. Uh-huh. Just this one guy.
Sure.
And he starts chugging.
The gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
He starts drinking the gasoline out of that can.
Yes. They said, put your hands up. And he tilted the gasoline back and drank.
Now, what goes with gasoline?
Gasoline.
You know, cheese and crackers usually
go
fairly well.
A dark wine for me.
Right. Okay. Wow. Was it really gas?
It was gasoline.
It was actually gas.
Yes.
He wasn't faking it.
Correct.
Was he still talking to himself? All right, fine. I'll drink this gas if you insist.
If you're telling me I have to drink it, I will.
Marianne says I don't, but Ginger said I do. Wow. So they
had to break the window and get the guy out.
I hope they threw a match in his mouth.
Right?
I mean, totally, man. Just get her done. We don't need it.
Get her done. Time for what we learned. We learned that we have to be extra careful in an election year to make sure that the information we're getting is accurate and not made up AIBS. To trick us. We talked to Roxy.
Trixie. Yeah.
Wow, I forgot her name already.
That's her hotter sister.
RFK has a dead worm in his brain. brain that ate part of it.
Who doesn't? You know, when you get down to it, I'd imagine most politicians have a dead worm that ate part of their brain.
And the next chance for you to play the KLOS name game is tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. with Heidi and Frank.
Phenomenal. I am off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. $2,600.
Yeah, we need to get this out of here.
For the KLOS name game?
Government's starting to get suspicious as how long we have all. Where we come off this all money? Where do we get it all?
Right?
We better not be talking about that, I guess.
We lie.
Yeah.
$2,600. We'll take caller 25 right now for the KLOS name game, 818-955-KLOS.
The name game,
Das game, day name. Play it.
$2,600, KLOS. Who is this?
Isaac.
Hello?
What's your name?
This is Isaac.
Isaac.
Yes.
You're caller 25.
No way, I've been trying.
But we can barely hear you. I don't know why.
Scream at the top of your lungs, Isaac.
What about now?
There you go. Yeah. Woo! Welcome to it, Isaac. Let's play the name game, shall we?
For $2,600, we're looking for the name of a specific type of pine tree.
And the last couple of guesses were Ponderosa and Bunya pine. I don't know what the hell that is. Isaac, though, for $2,600, what do you think we're looking for?
Occasion pine.
The occasion pine. Caucasian pine.
From the mountains of, what is that? Georgia?
Yeah, the Caucasus Mountains, yes. Over which people say the Caucasians originally came a very long time ago.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. This is an interesting history lesson. And a pine tree lesson.
Define interest.
That wasn't it.
Thank you, man.
Right on, Isaac. Thanks for playing. So sometime between now and 5?
It will be worth $2,700. Sure, you're stuck on the freeway. Sure, you're in traffic. But we've got some money for you.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Go ahead and call us now.
We have $2,700 in the KLOS name game. We'll take caller 25, and the number is 818-955-KLOS.
Hey, you kid, stay away from that devil. You don't know where he's been. Quit running with him.
For $2,700, KLOS, who is this?
This is Emily.
Emily, you are caller 25.
No freaking way.
freaking way.
$2,700, it's KLOS name game. We are looking for the name of a specific type of pine tree.
Last couple of guesses were Caucasus pine and Ponderosa, and those were both incorrect. So, Emily, for $2,700, what kind of pine do you think we're looking for?
Oh, my God. I'm going to go with cedar.
A cedar.
I'm sorry. Cedar is incorrect.
That was quick.
I'm incorrect.
Yes, you are incorrect. Try again next hour. It'll be $2,800. We have $2,800.
Yeah, win it.
For the KLOS name game, and we're going to play it before 6.
Sometime very soon, we'll tell you when to call. And if you do and you come up with that damn tree, well, you win yourself $2,800.
Let's do that.
Okay, very soon.
$2,800 in the KLOS name game coming up very soon.
Yeah, you should actually win that. I think that what you should do is win that. That would be a good thing. That's true. It's a fact.
$2,800. We'll take caller 25, 818-955-KLOS.
The name game, the name game.
Let's do it. KLOS, who is this?
Dan?
Dan, you're caller 25.
Really? That's cool.
You did it.
I've been trying for a week.
We got through.
For $2,800, we are looking for the name of a specific type of pine tree.
And the last couple of guesses, Dan, were cedar and caucus, which were wrong. So what do you think? For $2,800, we're looking for
Eastern white pine.
Eastern white pine. Rated R. Now showing at a theater near you.
Eastern white pine.
Oh, these bloody pine trees. Sorry, man.
That is not what we're looking for.
So tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank,
$2,900.
On this day in rock, the Canadian band Guess Who hit number one here in the USA. USA. On this day in rock in 1970 with American Woman. Grateful Dead filmed their first ever video, Touch of Grey, on this day in rock in 1987 up in Monterey in front of a live audience with the Dead Ringers, their own skeleton likenesses. And MTV actually played it a lot. With Joe Pesci as host, Bruce Springsteen performed live on network television for the very first time ever on this day in rock in 1992 on Saturday Night Live.